So here in the Hunter, we're regularly seeing that money is being spent in the big cities of New South Wales, Newcastle and Sydney, and we seem to be missing out a little bit. Joining me to have a chat about it is the Honourable John Graham, Shadow Minister for Roads. John, how are you this morning?
Very good.
John, it is a bit hard for us to swallow here when we hear about stuff that we can't have, like a couple of very important bypasses in the Hunter in particular, when we see government money being spent on stadiums that seem to be working perfectly well.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's why this report is very important from the Grattan Institute. It looks at the mega projects, which are increasingly becoming the fashion in the infrastructure space, and it goes on to show that mega projects often lead to mega cost overruns. And, of course, these are all in the city, and every dollar spent on a cost overrun on these city projects means a dollar less spent in the regions.
And in this instance, in the example that I give, these are massive projects for people's spare time, whereas here when we talk about money being spent on a bypass, that makes a regional area like the Hunter more efficient and more safer for those of us to live here. Why is it that we seem to be able to understand this but the government doesn't?
That's exactly right. These are real safety concerns. As soon as you get out of the city, that's where we know the majority of road accidents, very serious road accidents and fatalities happen. These have been the approach, though. Mega projects, really over the $5 billion mark. What's concerning is they start out very expensive but end up even more expensive after the cost overruns. The key issue that's been pointed to here is often they're committed to before the proper planning's been done. The public's paying the cost, and as you say, often it's the regions that are really paying the cost here.
What can be done to change this, to turn this boat around, John?
Well, look, there's some good recommendations in the report. The key one is exactly that. Do the planning before the press release. And we have to make sure the projects aren't committed to until the financial planning's been done, the business cases have been done. That's really where we're seeing billions of dollars of public funds wasted compared to what the original plan for the projects were. So we'd urge the government to look seriously at these recommendations. They're certainly in the public interest, and they could see more money to go around for the sorts of projects that you're talking about.
Aside from, obviously, the ballot box, what can we here in regional New South Wales do to effect some change and get what we need?
Well, the budget will be coming up very shortly, and we'd hope to see more funding for the sorts of bypass projects that you're talking about in the state budget in a week's time. If that's not there, well, here's one of the reasons why. Because of the cost overruns in these major city projects, and people should be raising that issue, local communities should be raising that issue if in the budget we are falling short.
John, a lot of people don't necessarily, and I include myself in this category when I say we don't understand the machinations of government and how things come about. Does the Shadow Minister actually, do you get any input on government decisions, or is it simply a matter of you have to hold them to account?
Look, it's really a matter of holding the government to account, and we're happy to engage in a public discussion along with the community about these important priorities. The changes recommended in this report, though, will be real structural changes in the way the government works when it comes to procuring and selecting big projects, and that's why we think they're important. So we've certainly been supportive of the government prioritising some of these bypass projects, but we also think we need to look in New South Wales at the way big projects are dealt with. We actually could do it better. That's the view of the opposition.
Well, we'll encourage you to continue holding them to account. John Graham, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.